happening in a dream world we're in about right now. What?
But when I get through with you, Virgil, it's going to be a total nightmare. $1 million means nothing to me. But that belt means everything to me. Absolutely everything. And the thought of you with your creamy, slimy, greasy hands all over it just absolutely drives me nuts.
When I was a kid, wrestling was at its peak of popularity and showmanship. You had characters like Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan and the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase and the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, the Ultimate Warrior, so many characters that were household names. And you couldn't escape talk of it at school hallways, man. If you were a red-blooded American male, you had seen it at least once, and the vast majority of us really enjoyed it. One of the things that you would see every time you tuned in was this trope, this consistent idea that it would run between the bad guys. They would say things that were over the top. You couldn't help but love to hate them. And this made... Basically, they could wrestle against somebody that you didn't really care for, but you still wanted to see it just to watch them get smashed. And this trope, we called the heel.
To bring you the truth and illustrate a point and teach you what Tito Santana, El Matador, is really all about, I have lowered my own personal standard. I have crossed the border into El Matadorville, and I am in the very neighborhood, in front of the very home, where Tito Santana grew up as a boy.
You know, what they've done thousands and thousands of years ago, still to this day, puzzles people when they try to figure out how it was built.
I will tell you.
You will tell me how it was built?
Of course.
Okay. How do you know?
How do you know?
How do you know?
I found all the evidence of building the pyramid. We published a book.
Hi, my name's Dan, and welcome to Dedunking. Now, my friend Jimmy Corsetti recently engaged with Zahi Hawass on Piers Morgan Uncensored, and I would have liked to have been there, but I had a flight to catch. I had to go meet with Matt Bell and Danny Jones, two stand-up guys, and I'm very happy to know. So I flew back here recently, and I was really happy to see what damage Jimmy has done. What a great find. Well, I mean, what a great job. If you haven't seen his video yet, I'll link it below. You should go check it out. I mean, you probably have. You've probably seen 24 other people saying more or less the same stuff about it, because Jimmy did a really good job. What he uncovered is by no means exceptional. Now, I think that there's more to talk about as far as Zahi Hawass goes. And let me just really quickly say, I'm not saying Zahi Hawass isn't actively doing some bad stuff, okay? I'm not saying that bodies aren't disappearing. What I'm saying is he's playing a role. The angry, blustering, arrogant, yelling role that's taken straight from the World Wrestling Federation's playbook. Yes, it's WWF still, don't at me. But look, the evidence is actually plain if you really look into it. Let's start with Zahi Hawass and the title he held until recently. The Minister of the Department of Tourism and Antiquities. His job was to promote tourism and to help safeguard Egyptian treasures, the looting of which is still extremely common, as I've covered before. Tourism is a huge industry in Egypt, accounting for 3.7% of Egypt's GDP directly, or 8.5% of its total impact to the economy. In other words, things like food and hotels and taxi rides and tour guides actually outweigh the ticket sales to the tours themselves, which, by the way, Zahi Hawass makes millions of dollars every year bringing tours that the cheapest ones are like 14 grand. Last year, the Central Bank of Egypt says that $16.7 billion was the estimate of what was brought in from tourism, a whopping 56% increase from 2024. Sounds like Egypt is really recovering well from the problems they've had since the Arab Spring. Back in 2011, across the Middle East, revolutions began making a big impact. The momentum of tens of thousands of civilians marching in the streets created a catalyst for change that really echoed across the region and resonated with the common person. In Egypt, the president Hosni Mubarak was arrested and tried for corruption, murder, and all other kinds of things. Now, many Egyptian officials were swept up in this revolutionary fervor, and Zahi Hawass was among them. He found himself in prison for 1 year for corruption, and he didn't end up serving the entire year. They let him out early, and he had other charges against him that were all dropped by the state because they've had a lot of corruption still down there in Egypt. It seems they can't really decide who to prosecute and who not to. Now, he's been removed from his position of the Minister of Tourism and Antiquities, but he's still concerned with that a whole lot. Obviously, I mean, his tour is making millions each year, and he's got that $81 thing that he keeps trying to get people to buy.
How do you know?
How do you know?
I found all the evidence of building the pyramid. We published a book, 1,000 pages.
Are they online?
No, in my book. In my book, Giza and the Pyramids.
Are there photos of this?
Of course. In my book.
Okay, let's find the photos of the equipment first. Can't find anything?
It's in my book.
What did you find?
Well, nothing.
Nothing? How is that not online? That doesn't even make any sense.
It's in my book, Giza and the Pyramids. The tools in our book, which is big, diorite tools, and big flint tools, big ones.
And why is this not online?
We'll never put them in line. It's in my book.
And in the wake of the Arab Spring, tourism plummeted by 35%. I mean, billions were lost from the common person, mostly. You know, the artisans and the hotel owners and the restauranteurs and all that kind of stuff. Just the common folk that were trying to make a buck off of tourists weren't making that buck anymore. And Zahi Hawass, having recently been in trouble with the law and just having been his exact job, well, if you take all these things into consideration, this statement takes on a whole new meaning.
But you have to know, if there is anything bad in Egypt, this new age people, they come. They don't care.
And here's the rub. Mystery is what sells tickets to Egypt. To the new agers, anyway. I mean, you've got the riddle of the Sphinx and, you know, the idea that there's a lost chamber full of wisdom or knowledge, that there's ancient high technology to be found, that there's spiritual enlightenment to be found, that there's spiritual technology to be found. There's all kinds of ideas that different people have that are in the New Age community, but they all revolve around the same thing, mystery. And here's the thing, as far as mysteries go, we've got hundreds of years of rich people digging in the sands of Egypt and paying other people to dig in the sands of Egypt for them. So when you have that going on, there's inevitably the accusations of cover-ups, right? And so if you got a cover-up, you've got a villain, and this sets the stage for the heel. Zahi Hawass. He uses a loud voice.
Madam TA, the call off on the Midnight Express. We don't care because we feel confident we're going to walk all over everybody. And
if we do have any evidence that pyramids are back 15,000 years old, what's wrong with this? We'll announce this. We are not against anything. But what I am saying, we are not hiding anything.
Uses rhetoric that really makes no sense.
Because most of the information that's written on pyramids are wrong.
Most of it?
Most of it.
In archaeology books?
In archaeology books.
Really?
Except me and Mark Lehner.
You guys are the only ones that have it right?
Because I have been working in Giza for the last 57 years of my life. I excavated every piece of sand.
Come on in. You're going to be defending against the dragon, Ricky Steamboat. What's the cup for?
WrestleMania 3, Pontiac, Michigan. Yeah, 90,000 plus people watching right there. And this is Ricky the Dragon Steamboat's cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah.
And his ego makes his self-promotion seem unreal.
Nobody call me the Macho Man out there, just Randy Savage. I'm the Macho Man. The better than the best.
And this all what I discovered. This is my discovery of everything. Every piece of sand here tells us about the builder of the pyramid.
Now, this isn't to say he doesn't hide things. I mean, in fact, go watch Jimmy's video again if you haven't already. It's over the top as far as that goes. The evidence is pretty conclusive. There's some sort of fuckery going on. And if what Jimmy thinks is true, there's obvious reasons as to why that mummy disappeared. But I'm getting at here is that Zahi is playing a role. I mean, look, he leaves a little breadcrumb trail, and then this is something that can be unpacked. You can find it. You can prove more or less that this happened, and you end up with something that is marketable to the masses. And this is why he acts the way he does. Again, I'm quite certain that there is more going on in Egypt, much more than meets the eye. I mean, there's no question that the best artifacts are long gone, that many places are off limits, that independent investigation is frowned upon and actively discouraged, and that mystery is there for us to all marvel at still. And it's making Egypt a lot of money. Arguably, none more so than Zahi Hawass himself, at least not any single Egyptian. I mean, wow, does this guy get a lot of money for his tours and his book sales and other things like that. And he also lets New Agers meditate inside of the pyramid, even though he thinks that, well...
imagination, it's a dream. Let them to live in dream. The people who talk about this, actually, some of them, they're doing it as business, and some of them are idiots.
And that's why he spoke at the Edgar Cayce Foundation in 2010. He knows which side his bread is buttered on.
But you have to know, if there is anything bad in Egypt, this New Age people, they come. They don't care.
He knows he's playing the villain, and it's making him money. Again, tourism's up 56% from just last year. This is a role. This guy, I'm not saying he doesn't hide things. Again, I'm saying that he is playing the part. You know, thanks so much for watching. I really appreciate you guys understanding. This month I've only been home a few days. I've been in Arizona a whole bunch and in Florida for a few days as well. And I dropped my phone, which really sucked, and I had to replace it, and that's been a kind of a pain in the butt, but it's taken care of now. But anyway, life is good, but sometimes I can't get the videos out as quick as I'd like. I've got a couple more in the pipes that are going to be pretty good. Hopefully you enjoy those as well. Thank you so much, and don't forget to like and subscribe.
I cannot believe I'm entering the Sphinx. All right, let's see if there's any hidden gold. Zaya, I just see an empty hole.
Then I need you to give a statement right now. I need a statement.
All right, Zaya, there was nothing inside the Sphinx.